episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Well, this week we've got a special guest. So I've got Joey Pizzi, and I'm very excited. He's been an appraiser for 20 years. And you're like, a what? An appraiser, right? And he goes back. It's a family generation. But I want him to share his story, but I really actually want to first share why an appraiser in today's market is so critical to understand what they do and how they do it. I mean, the market is off the charts. Values are constantly being challenged. And a buyer is wondering, is this going to stop? And a seller is asking, please don't stop, right? And so in all of this, how can an appraiser determine what is the market value? So Joey, first, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
So let's start out with, you know, why don't you share, what is an appraiser? What job do you have in the progression of a loan?
We're giving evaluation to the lender so they can evaluate their risk on lending money on the property. So if you're getting a loan, you're going to be getting an appraisal. And also with cash buyers get appraisals too. And a lot of people, you know, think that if they're a cash buyer, there's no appraisal needed, but most people that can pay cash for a property almost always do get an appraisal. That's why they have the cash they do, because they want to make a wise decision and make sure that the home that they're putting all that cash down on is worth, you know, what the contract, what it's the price it's going for.
Absolutely. And I know I've reached out to you personally. I know that whenever we have somebody purchasing a home that maybe they're living in, so the tenant is buying the home from the landlord or coming in cash or from a family member it's good to know exactly what the value is versus just kind of making up a number or going off of the Z estimates. So what would you think, what are the three things that a seller might need to know when having an appraisal ordered on their home?
Well, the appraisal is different from a home inspection. I think probably the biggest thing when we go to a home is they're like, that's it, you're done, 25 minutes and you're out of here. And we're not doing a home inspection. We're not looking at the furnace. We're not looking at the hot water heater. We're not getting on the roof. We are analyzing the market. So when we come out to the house, we're going to measure the house. We're going to take photos documenting, you know, the condition, improvements, remodeling, or any deferred maintenance that may, you know, require some work. So when the appraiser goes out there, they're not going to be there for a long time. Like a home inspection can sometimes go over an hour. We're in and out pretty quick. But what we're doing is we're more analyzing the market. We're seeing what has sold in the last year, preferably the last 90 days, and then also what's for sale, because that's what that house is competing against. What's for sale on the market, a long time ago, we never had to do under contract or listings. But now it's so, it's standard. And it's very important because it shows whoever might be reviewing that appraisal, it shows, okay, if a buyer sees these three properties, you know, why did they pick this one? So it's a good way to also look at what the market's doing and what's for sale and how that home compares to what else is for sale. Right now with the pandemic, there's nothing for sale. So it makes our job really, really tricky. They are coming from out of state. They don't see boundaries that we used to see. A perfect example is down in Inglewood. Well, I was just there today. Inglewood on Broadway, Yale is the border between Denver and Inglewood. And it used to be you got a premium for being located with Denver City and County. And now, or it's over the last couple of years, it's gone into Inglewood and the buyers don't see that line anymore. Here's another crazy one. It used to be, so on Broadway, when you go west, it goes Acoma, Bannock, Cherokee, and so on. And so Cherokee, Delaware, alphabetically, the further west you went, the further you got away from Broadway, the more desirable it was because you weren't with all the traffic and the nonsense that comes with being on Broadway. But the buyers today, they don't want cars. They actually are paying a premium to back to the alley of Broadway on Acoma. That's nuts. That's something that we never saw before. It used to be in Highlands Ranch or any of these big subdivisions, if you back to a busy road, it was discounted because of the traffic noise. The people that are coming here from areas where that doesn't bother them, it doesn't faze them, and because there's lack of supply, they're willing to pay the same price for that property that backs to the alley or that backs to a busy road. Here's another one. In Denver, you have a lot of scrapes going on, redevelopment. And what they're doing, they'll knock down a house on a 6,000 square foot lot, 6250 is the size of a standard lot, and they'll build a duplex. And it used to be the north unit would sell considerably less because there wasn't any light. Can you imagine? Think about the north side of your house, or if you have a driveway on the north side, how the snow never melts. There's no light on that north side. And it used to be that it would sell at a huge discount because of a lack of light. Now, no difference. And it's just bizarre. It's humbling as an appraiser because, you know, 7-10 years ago, things that were just common everyday practice, they're changing. And it's definitely keeps you on your toes when you go out and look at properties and look at what the buyers are. The buyers, they're changing. We have so many people coming here. It's crazy. The demand is just, it just keeps pouring in. And that is good for people that are residents of Colorado. We get all that appreciation. We get all that equity that builds. But it's interesting to see when it's going to stop. I have no idea. I thought it would have stopped a long time ago, and it's not. It just keeps snowballing.
Last 5, 6, 7 years, it's just continuing. How hard is it now to appraise a home? I mean, we were talking before we started recording. I mean, it's not uncommon for a home to get $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 over asking. And these appraisers, some of them are coming in at value. The appraisals are. How do you justify that? Because I know a year ago, it was uncommon for you to offer over asking and have that appraisal come in at value. But now it seems much more standard.
Here's the deal. When you're doing an appraisal, we're looking at the market and what the market does. And a lot of times with these purchases, the listing agent will provide the appraiser with multiple offers that were submitted because especially right now, homes are going within hours of being listed. Some of them without even being seen. One last week, a lady from California paid $100,000 over ask price on a $700,000 house, sight unseen. And so when you see something like that, the appraiser's got to do a little bit more work. And in doing that, we go a little bit wider. We try to find more recent sales. And it's mind-blowing that there is the support out there that shows there's more. Well, it's simple, supply and demand. There's more demand than there is supply. And that's why we just see the values, they just continually go up. I guess they go that way.
So besides the fact that I want you doing all my appraisals going forward, let's land with this last question. If there's anything that a buyer can do, I'm sorry, let me flip that. If there's anything that a seller can do as far as aspects to their home, upgrades to their home, doing anything before you come over, is there anything that a seller can do that would add value?
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing what paint does. Just touch up paint on the railings throughout the house, the cabinets, you know, holes in the wall, stuff like that, goes a long ways. Cleanliness is not supposed to be something that we are looking at. We're analyzing the market, but it's amazing when you're looking back at your photos when you're in the house. If there's a lot of clutter, it does distract the appraiser's attention away from maybe updates that were done or updates that haven't been done. So, you know, the kitchens, the bathrooms, those are obviously what the buyers are looking at, but it is amazing what a little bit of paint can do on the outside of a house. It just shows that it's taken care of.
That's a good tip. It is an excellent tip, and I don't disagree at all. Well, Joey, thank you. Thank you so much for the colorful explanation on what you're seeing in the market, some of the idiosyncrasies of the change of what we're seeing with these buyers coming in. Definitely something to keep on our toes as we share with our buyers and with our
staff. One last thing, if I can. Yeah. You know, it's in real estate, they always say location, location, location. And I always had the hardest time with that because to me, it's time, time, time. Where at in time are you at? You know, typically over the winter, not this winter because of the pandemic, the values dip because the house doesn't show as well without the flowers blooming, stuff like that. But on the timeline is the most important thing in real estate is where are you at in time? What's going on? What's happening in that timeline?
Perfect way to end this.
Okay.
Joey, thank you. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at the Double Comma Club. .com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories, get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.